The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome back to another episode of GUI Nights. It's Geeks Under the Influence After Hours.
GUI Nights.
Nights. So hot. It's going to be super steamy this episode.
Now that we made all the ASMR people come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, got that out of the way quickly.
Yeah, either it was hot or we just summoned the devil.
Yeah, something.
That's kind of hot, though.
Yeah.
Summoning the devil sounds pretty hot.
I've seen that Lil Nas X video. I know what's up.
Yeah, exactly.
The devil is fetch.
We just wrapped up our episode about Free Guy, and so that was a lot of fun. And so now we're going to get into the Knights portion of it, get a little weird, get a little sexy, apparently.
Basically, when I hear Free Guy, I think, pull your dick out. So that's definitely a GUI Knights.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
We're pulling our dicks out.
Sorry,
immediately.
Sorry, Tommy. Yeah, I forgot to mention that that's part of this episode.
It's just that Ryan left, and I'm here all by myself, so I guess I gotta.
You have to. We all prepared for this. I got the strap. We're ready to go.
You said the devil sounds fun and the devil makes three. So exactly. Let's get this party started.
Yeah. We asked Ryan to leave.
Yeah, right. I pulled him aside. Like, hey, man.
We were like, four's a crowd, actually. He got it, luckily. He could read the vibes during the Free Guy episode.
I felt that.
He knew what it was about. I am joined by the person that we're making very, very uncomfortable right now.
Horny. It could be.
Or both, because that's exciting.
About why you're so horny.
Exactly.
Yeah. The anxiety boner is a thing.
It is a thing. From the podcast, my handle is Jonathan Blade, the best sport of all time. Tondi is here with us.
I'm here.
He's still here, which is amazing. It's amazing when anybody sticks around. Yeah,
fortunate
really.
For us, unfortunate for him.
In this hovel.
Yeah.
And also, I am joined by the founder of the GUI Podcast Network. It's Mike the Hobbit Bickett.
Woo, it's me. I'm that.
Yay. You are those things. I did not lie.
Yeah, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, all that cool stuff that I say all the time.
Do it. Yep.
And then finally, you may notice that Lowdown's voice has gotten a little bit more higher pitched, more feminine. Than he already is.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's not Lowdown. Surprise!
Oh my god!
Shocking reveal!
You thought he just got really good at impressions.
Yeah, it's like, wow, that sounds very much like they're doing a deeply upsetting, but they invited a guest over to just feel really uncomfortable the whole time.
He's gotten really good at it, so he can like slander me. Right? Play as me.
We've got Amy Bogard from Deeply Upsetting here to help rein us in during GUI Nights here.
Good luck. Hello, babies.
Whoa, she's a name.
Ooh, I've never gotten that before in my life.
That's solid.
Thank you.
You're already in. Like, we're going to get naked. So, yeah. Like, you don't have to, like, woo us or anything.
But we accept it. We like it.
I'm trying to bring my A game here, guys.
No kidding. Duly noted.
You're going to play this episode for your girlfriend who's like, they do want to fuck you. Like, that's...
You're like, no, they were just joking. Or... Were they?
Well, I'll head back to the house and bring the almond oil and we'll see what happens. Right.
What were those furs on the floor?
Those were the guests that decided that they weren't into it. That's
if you don't fuck us, you have to give us a fur.
You went way less dark than I was really going with it.
You skinning people? That's not very furry.
Bears. Human bears. Like
hot.
Yeah. Hairy fat men. Yes.
So just we
like,
got it.
Just like mics all over the floor.
all over the floor.
As far as the eye can see. Your variants have been visiting the apartment and it's...
If they're not down to clown, I mean, that's the way it goes in
Why
here.
Is the floor squishy? I didn't get a chance to tan these hides yet, so.
God, not squishy.
Squishy.
Nothing is worse than that.
Squishy rugs, yeah.
Ooh, rough. It
feels cool between your toes.
Tickly. The hair, of course.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, of course.
Anywho, so I'm doing a really great job of like reining it all in here.
Yeah, because
so...
that's what we do on nights, really.
Yeah, I don't think you have to.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. I feel like I should be drunker for this. Truly.
Usually we are. We've just, like, you and I threw down a little bit last night, so.
We may or may not have, so we're keeping it pretty chill.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're dumb as fuck anyway.
Yeah.
So we don't need alcohol to be fucking fools.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more. We were talking about Free Guy, and it definitely got us into kind of a opportunity that they missed in the movie, which is more about kind of like the AI love bot. What am I trying to say here?
Yeah,
I'm doing
like
a great job.
Waifu,
kind of thing.
Like, yeah, like a virtual part. Like, yeah, like a waifu. And I'm ready for it. I've been ready for that forever. Like, what do you want? You want a kidney? Take a kidney. You want arm? You want a limb? Take a limb. Give me my virtual requited love waifu bot. Delicious. Take everything. Just leave my penis and my brain. And let's do this. I'm ready for it.
Now your girlfriend is just fully weeping. Openly. Just fucking wrecked.
No, I remember watching Blade Runner 2049 and being like, fucking the future is bright. This is great. this virtual girlfriend coming around being like, I made you food, sort of.
Or even fucking, what was it? Not the Running Man, the one on Mars.
Oh, Total Recall?
Total Recall.
Yeah.
With Roseanne's husband and his Tom Arnold and
Tom
his
Tom fucking oh, Arnold.
Wow.
His virtual wife.
Why did I think John Goodman? It's just always going to be my first instinct.
No, Tom Arnold
Roseanne's husband.
No, I think you're thinking about The Sixth Day, was it? The virtual wife?
Was that The Sixth Day? I thought that was in Total Recall. You're probably right.
I don't know. I think it's The Sixth Day. I'm not sure. Where there's like clones or something.
There were clones in one of them, yes, and you're probably right. Whichever one had the virtual wife, the hologram wife.
I'm trying to think of like 1988 Tom Arnold, and I don't think he was on the scene just yet.
Yeah. Man, that is a quirky success story, isn't it? I have no talent. It's like when you go to a swap meet and you like trade a penny for like I don't know, a wad of gum, and you trade the wad of gum right? for a postage stamp, and that dude made a career.
And then
out
down
of
the line, you're buying a house. Yeah, that's.
He will forever be the swap meet actor in my brain from now on. Love that for him. Honestly,
he was in a movie called like The Dumbs or something, and it was
he
just
did
like
all kinds
please
of
tell
stuff.
Me that's not real. Please tell me
no.
That's
I,
not
I
a movie
it's
called
the like
Dumbs.
It's called The Dumbs or something very
Jesus
close to yeah.
Christ.
We'll go down the IMDb Tom Arnold
no,
rabbit
thank
hole
you.
Later.
Honestly, at this point, if someone put a gun to my head and said, name a Tom Arnold movie, well, it's been real, everyone.
True Lies. That's all I got. That's
yeah.
Didn't have that in my back pocket, no.
And he was on Roseanne. Like, yeah. She got her husband, who was not an actor, to come and be nervous on the show for a season or whatever.
Strange-looking man. Strange-looking couple, really.
Cocaine.
It's
a hell of a drug.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about her. I'm sure she was, but Tom Arnold was jacked.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely.
He was jacked all the time.
Mm. You can tell. Yeah, I feel like that vibe is very apparent.
And even the like post-cocaine guy vibe that he has now is very much that as well. That like I was fat when I did cocaine, and so now, and then also just like. I thought it was funny at some point. I don't know why that was a thing. I thought just all the steam has been taken out completely. There wasn't much steam in the first place.
I mean, when you live like a super hard period of your life, it'll stick with you. People know.
Yeah.
Right. See it on you.
Can't hide that. I have a question for everyone. If you were to have an AI waifu, what would be some like very important characteristics that like if you got to program her that she would have?
Oh, she would be so politically incorrect. It would be terrible.
Are you like a waifu that just yells racial slurs at you, or
no? I mean, like
again, no kink shaming.
Did your waifu vote for Trump?
Like she'd be like a waifu, so she'd be like, I'm not even gonna do the voice, but she'd have like the stereotypical waifu English.
Oh and, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh no.
But she'd be a Latina for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Like,
I did not put parameters. I'm living for this. Go ahead. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah. And
politically incorrect Latina we have so far.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
two buttholes. Oh, man. Wow. It would just be amazing.
That is true. You could add extra holes. I didn't think about that.
Would you keep the vagina or just have two buttholes? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would put a back of the head vagina, so when I make the joke that I love you for your mind, there would be like another.
Nobody could sense any sarcasm or anything.
No.
Oh,
wait. So you are only adding attributes to your waifu that are like for your own jokes? Yes. You fucking idiot. My God. Donnie is at least thinking practically, though. Why do you need two buttholes?
Because why not? It's like Dietrich Bader in what was the movie where he's like, two girls at the same time. You know, why do you need two girls at the same time? Because why not?
But that makes more sense. No, but there are things that can happen.
I'm with Tony on this one because, like, there's already two holes. One lubricates, one doesn't really. Mm-hmm. But still, the second one is like, ooh, why? Like, and so
but why would you want two of the one that doesn't?
It's all about variety and pushing the boundaries.
Mm. So you can put a butt plug in one and still have access to the other. Yeah. You know?
And then the vagina's just cold and lonely, shivering in the rain.
Oh, yeah, just everything. Oh, this is amazing. In fact, you know what? Vaginas and buttholes everywhere. Bottom of the feet, armpits. Oh.
It's going to be a waifu that looks like the suction cups of an octopus, like just covered in.
Your waifu is going to have to wear like the Mormon magic suit everywhere in public because she's always too exposed.
Or she does the Hasidic Jew sheet where she sticks a random hole to the hole in the sheet every time.
And you have to guess?
Yeah.
It's like a sexy gopher game where you hit the gophers on the head with a paddle, but with a dick and a...
I feel like fucking someone in their vagina armpit would get old really quickly. Like the novelty would wear off.
It's two armpits and everywhere else. We've got the neck hole. We've got the belly button hole. We've got the back of the kneecaps. Ooh,
I'd put a hole like through the wrist so that when I fuck it, it comes out the other side and it looks like a fucking Wolverine claw coming out the other side.
I regret asking the question that I asked. I was just trying to host. You know, you fucking freaks. Men are gross.
Yeah.
It's a woman and two men, yes. And men are freaking disgusting.
Okay, so your waifu, what do you do? With just like loves picnics? Like, what are you?
Oh, that would be nice.
Oh, no.
My waifu would like build me up. And,
oh, no, we are monsters.
Make me feel supported. She would like know how to like braid my hair and give me a really, really deep tissue neck massage.
Oh, man, I want...
And also, she'd have seven buttholes.
There you go.
I want 10 buttholes for all of my fingers.
Oh, no. Amy's got the spirit.
Yeah.
Bowling ball waifu.
Bowling ball waifu.
That's the name of the episode.
It's gotta be the name of the episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I hate how much I love it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, no.
Okay, so besides somebody that supports your dreams, which means you clearly don't have that in life, girlfriend of mine, then please continue to share.
Well, obviously you also don't have enough holes.
Yeah, I only have the normal amount of holes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is your waifu, you're just going to describe me? I don't think so.
I didn't describe any personality traits because I found everything that I wanted in a person.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's beautiful.
Except physically having more holes to put my dick in, apparently.
I'm sorry, I'll never be enough, okay? I tried to go to the doctor to get that hole implementation surgery, and they said no. They said I do not need a butthole in the back of my knee, and I said, for him to love me...
Ooh, stretchy nostrils.
Oh, no. I don't like that. That's where I have to draw the line, I'm going to say.
Just one at a time. Just one stretchy nostril and then the other stretchy nostril.
I wouldn't even do, like, sexy stretchy nostril to fuck it. I would do, like, you remember those old rubber things that you flipped inside out and they would put it down and they'd pop?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I would just get, like, for the nostrils to be able to do that.
So they make... sound when they
so my waifu would be able to like flip their nostrils and their eyelids inside out at the same time.
No,
and then we could bet on which ones flipped first. It'd be a fun game for my friends and I.
She can't flip her eyelids inside out. Does she also like ninja run through the hallways?
Oh, the Naruto
was the same kid.
Yes, Naruto run
and eyelid flipper was one and the same always.
I hate to let you know, but you're dating an eyelid flipper.
Shut up. Can you still do it?
Oh, probably not. Please, I haven't eyelid flipped since, like, I'm my body is falling apart. Like, I'm at an age where I'm afraid if I flipped it, it would never flip back. It would stay there. And I would just be like the scary guy that has the permanently flipped eyelid that nobody can look at in the face anymore.
Yeah, no. After this episode, I'm probably going to binge drink so I forget that ever happened.
Sure.
Because I'm pretty sure if I ever saw you flip your eyelids, like, we would never have sex again. Ever.
Like Mike had a bad drug habit in the early 2000s. Yeah, I was an eyelid flipper. I couldn't stop flipping my eyelids, and it became a problem. Yeah, I lost a few jobs and destroyed a few relationships, but felt so good.
When you live on the street, nobody judges you for flipping your eyelids. It's the ultimate freedom.
I think people secretly do. They're like, oh, you're just addicted to crack cocaine, that's fine. If you were an eyelid flipper, that would be a different story.
You just find out that all the homeless people that sleep on the beach are just eyelid flippers. Like, they're not Vietnam vets. They don't have an alcohol or drug problem.
There's a place on the pier with just, like, eyelid flippers and people who can bend their fingers all the way back to their...
Oh, that shit freaks me out.
Oh my God, I can't wait to write my, like, op-ed for the New York Times. Do eyelid flippers deserve rights? Weigh in.
That's an edgy... conversation piece. That's really
tricky. They're among
tricky.
Us and they're taking our jobs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
People can stand with their knees inverted.
Oh, that's freaky. Or they can do that thing where they, like, put their arms above their head and then they can
all the
go
way around
all the way behind their back. Get out of here, you circus freak.
Okay, our contortionist contingency of listeners are really pissed right now.
I'm sorry.
You're not monsters. You're beautiful. I love what you do.
Yeah, you're amazing. And honestly, contortionists and eyelid flippers are not one and the same. They should not be discussed in the same conversation. Eyelid flippers are monsters among us.
And contortionists are waifus.
And contortionists are waifus for sure.
Yeah, like real, real fleshy waifus.
Why does the word fleshy make it so much worse?
If you add fleshy to virtually any descriptive thing, it's just better.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if better is the word that I would have chosen.
But... For all the Super Nintendo fans, the fleshy Super Scope 6 is pretty good. I mean, like, you could do...
Is that just a fleshlight with lenses on the end of it?
Yeah, pretty much. You could do a fleshy Hyundai Elantra.
Oh, no. That makes it seem like the seats are, like, too soft or something.
Or it's like a car in a Cronenberg film.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. SNL almost did that once. It was called the Adobe.
What do you mean they almost did that?
There's an SNL sketch about the, hey, we're Adobe, and it's just a car made out of clay.
Oh.
So when you hit it, you just take your hands and form the bumper back into its original shape and go about your business.
Oh, wow.
Got it. So they were like one step away and one, like, really fucked up brain away from making it a Cronenberg car.
Oh,
it
would have been wonderful.
Truly.
I had such pleasures to show.
The new flesh.
Does Steven have a hard time reining this in, or is this because it's a deeply upsetting crossover?
No, I think that's why Steven loves doing nights, because he just sits there and, like, quietly claps as the world falls apart in front of him.
Hercules! Right?
I can do that.
He's like, yay, destruction. Just really.
I'm going to start quietly sobbing to myself.
He's the guy that likes to watch the world burn, so yeah, this is
for
perfect.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, yay, the end of propriety.
Look, we got... Oh, we didn't even talk about that on the fucking Free Guy episode.
What?
The best podcast in Richmond thing.
Oh my God, yeah, go for it. Do it.
Well, no, I'll put a little bumper on the front of that, just covering
it. Say it anyway. You
hit it both shows with it, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we won best podcast in Richmond from Reader's Choice from Style Weekly, which
Woo-hoo.
Was very immensely cool. But a couple things that I wanted to touch on that I'll also do in for Free Guy as well is that though it's very appreciated to win, and we appreciate everybody that voted for us, and we're definitely honored to win, we just wanted to clarify a couple things in the article that it didn't really mention the lengths that Lowdown, my regular co-host on GUI, is involved in the network and the show, and he carries a lot of weight so that we can actually make it more than just GUI, you know. Mm-hmm. It requires a lot of help, and not just him, but all the other showrunners on the network are a big part of why the gears in this weird little machine that we've created works. And so, like, I appreciate them, you know, naming all the shows and stuff, but, you know, the showrunners are also really why those shows
integral,
exist. Yeah, kind of integral to those shows.
A little bit.
And also, There was a weird statement about, I was describing during the conversation with the writer about what was allowed and not allowed in podcasts in general. And that kind of got misconstrued as to like our position on like how we are with the show is that like in the article says that we're not problematic. And I want to be clarify that is that, you know, we don't try to punch down on right. the show, mm-hmm. but the idea of being problematic is such a subjective thing. Very that it's so. Very possible that that some people could listen to the show and there's something that might they might take issue with or
not this and, episode and definitely not
yeah
likely I mean because we get very colorful and I don't want to come out as a statement that like I know what's okay and not okay because that's right. just not the nature of the beast. So it's more that we do our best to try to not punch down and right. if it's called to attention that we do in some way shape or form we're open to hearing that conversation but don't come at us with like you talk about dicks too much we know we're comfortable with it that's not going anywhere so I just didn't want it to come off like we're playing that we're something that we're not because right. yeah we get weird and you know but the intention isn't to be really fucking edgy. That's just us being gross and weird like we are with our friends. And if we cross a line, you know, we're open to that conversation, but it's not because we're trying to hurt people's feelings. So
exactly.
And that's it there. So,
well, that seems like a perfect place to button up this gross and weird yeah,
killed
episode
all
tonight.
The momentum on this episode.
Yeah. We can't go back to it and be like, okay, what other holes? Like, okay, we talked about Style Weekly.
Well, I mean, we mentioned the holes and also mentioned what needed to be said. So.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's a great time to wrap it up and, you know, go to bed apparently.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even mean that sexually, but we'll see.
Yeah, well,
we shall see. So yeah, for another GUI Nights, thank you so, so much for listening. Bye.
Shut the fuck up, Hobbit.
Yeah.
Let's go home.
Get it. Oh, go home. That's right. I'm sorry, Steven.
GUI Nights.
GUIPodcast.com.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're gonna fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-wiggin animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIPodcast.com.
Hey guys, Scotty Big Daddy Preston here. That's right, the Geek Father, asking you to join me here every other week with friends and family of the GUI Network as we go through all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent. So remember, join us or cry.
In a world ravaged by movie studios that keep rehashing the same things, only one podcaster has the guts to make it even worse. Join Mike the Hobbit as he traverses the internet to bring you some of the best and worst ideas for reboots, remakes, and reimaginings of some of your favorite and least favorite TV and film properties. Ideas like a John Waters He-Man movie, Fantastic Four the musical, and Aliens done entirely with marionettes. What podcast would bring this evil upon the world? This is Smack My Pitch Up. Available anywhere you get your podcasts.